Houthi fighters say the Saudi warplanes have conducted over a dozen airstrikes on northern Yemen. Houthis say more than 100 Saudi rockets and mortar shells have been fired into villages in the Saada province. They say two women have been wounded in the attacks. Houthis have also reported that the Yemeni army suffered heavy casualties on Saturday. They said 23 government soldiers were killed in districts along the Saudi border. A military source says a number of Houthis were killed in retaliatory army attacks.
In their latest attacks, Saudi forces launched 25 airstrikes on northern Yemen, where at least four houses were destroyed. Reports also say over 170 Saudi rockets have landed on different villages in the Saada province during the last 2 days. The Houthis say the Saudis have killed hundreds of civilians in the last few months and displaced tens of thousands of others. And all this despite the fighters' willingness to end the bloodshed. Last week, the Houthis said they were ready for a truce deal if the Saudis stopped targeting them. The Houthis did so and announced that Saudi soldiers in their custody could also be released in a possible prisoner swap deal. The Yemeni government had earlier stipulated as a major condition for a truce that the fighters end strikes against the Saudis. A few months ago, the Saudis launched their largest military mobilization since the Persian Gulf War in the early 1990s and joined the Yemeni forces to hunt the fighters down. But now the war has left Yemen's northern minority destitute and surrounded by massive destruction. The International Committee of the Red Cross has raised alarm over a humanitarian catastrophe in the region. The organization warns Yemen could slip into long-lasting crisis unless more aid reaches civilians caught up in the crossfire. It also says civilians, especially women and young children, are the main victims of the war.